This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. 6 minutes after the hour. My name is Lee L.C. Wayne. Has a couple of days off, well-deserved days off. And again, you can reach me. You can call in. We'll have open phone lines for a half hour if you'd like to chat about something that's going on around the world or around your backyard. It's 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. You can reach me, LeeLCRadio, at gmail.com. You don't know how to spell my name. I understand that. It's L-E-E-E-L-C-I. Radio at gmail.com. Also, I have a website, leelc.com, which is a work in progress. I told you, I don't know if I told you guys this. So my Facebook was hacked, and this is how life works, which is kind of neat. My Facebook was hacked, and it was awful. It's still hacked. Point is, I never got my original Facebook account back because some SOB, and not son of a blank, ripped off my Facebook and, you know, found my phone, figured out my my password, got into my Facebook, and basically all the 5,000 friends that I had, blah, 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 you know the deal. Anyway, what happened was a vets group was listening to me rant and rave and scream and yell about my Facebook being attacked, and one of those guys was a great guy named Thor, who actually built me this cool website, leelc.com, which, again, is just sort of in its infancy. And we'll get that thing up and rocking in no time. But it's up now if you want to check it out and see what my dopey face looks like and the dog that I used to have and all that goes along with that. So it's all up there. And pretty soon we'll have some swag, which I think would be kind of cool. I know some patriotic stuff up on the website as well. All right, so that's that. So as I was getting to the break with my friend Tony D'Angelo, we were talking about taxes and where does your money go. So I did a little Google search, and just really quick. So as of 2018, all right, my tax dollars, like where does it go? So the majority of tax dollars help fund defense, which I have no issue with. I think I like that. Because I want the biggest, baddest military on the block. I don't want us to have any question. Like, I don't ever want to get to a point where China thinks they have a shot at a conflict with us. I don't want to get there. You don't want us to get there. So, yes, I have no problem with the majority of my money going to defense. What I hate is bloat and waste, right? And I know it's in there. It's in every single layer, every program that I'm about to talk about here, it's in there. That's what I would like to see eliminated. And we've had politicians in the past who have talked about, well, I'll get a scalpel out or I'll get a chainsaw out and I'll hash apart the budget and we'll save a bucket of money here and a boatload of money there. That's great, but nobody ever does it. So you've got to figure out why. Well, I guess the reason is there's a lot of unscrupulous people down in Washington and also unscrupulous people in whatever state capital that you happen to live in, and the building where they do their legislative work as well. Because, you know, say what you want, if you're paying X amount of dollars for this, that, and the other, and unfortunately, I'm sure a lot of that money ends up going into the pocket of some of these politicians, which is, again, no good, and or at least the friends of politicians. So, you know, if you've got to build a road or a bridge or a building and it's on taxpayer dollar, well, it goes to the friend of a friend of that politician, and everybody kind of gets a little taste. I firmly believe that happens, and that's got to stop. So I don't have a problem with the majority of my money going to defense. I have a problem with them either ripping me off or wasting my money on something that's stupid, right? Don't build tanks if you don't need tanks anymore. Don't build XYZ if you don't need it anymore. If technology is evolving, then invest in that. I mean, that to me makes simple. That makes sense. And I think we have people that are smart enough to be okay. Social Security, Medicare, health programs, social safety net programs, such as food stamps, disability payments, and, of course, the interest on our national debt, which is going to skyrocket, as you know. Well, maybe you don't know, because we keep spending money that we don't have. So that is going to go up. So we're getting ourselves into that situation, like that credit card that you can never pay down. And we're kind of getting close to that. Social Security, $987.8 billion, 23.4% of the total federal spending. This is again in 2018, $631 billion for defense, $588 billion Medicare, $551 billion health. That's 13%, by the way. The social safety net programs, $495 billion. Interest on the debt, which is, they say 325, it's actually more than that. So we'll say 400, let's, for argument's sake, say 400, which is around 9% of total spending, and that's going to go up. So my desire is, let's cut the fat out of that. Now, some of those programs, obviously, you can't really do much. You've got to pay what you've got to pay. But in addition to what I just mentioned, veterans benefits and services, $178 billion, education, $95 billion, transportation, $92 billion, international affairs, $49 billion, administration of justice, community and regional development. So there are a lot of different programs. I'm just running down the list. General science, space technology, general government. So some of this stuff, I question, A, the legitimacy of it, and B, how many layers of repeat offices do we have, right? I mean, if you're working in the general government, and under that umbrella, your department makes $23.9 billion of the total spending budget, well, what do you do in the general government that's also done in agriculture or energy or in general science? And how many of those jobs are repeat jobs? And how can we get rid of you through attrition? That's a good question, which is never answered because it's too hard, right? Nobody wants to tackle that. It's too hard. Nobody wants to do the legwork on that, which is sad. But those are just some of the things that your tax dollars go for. And like I said, I don't mind paying for things that are legitimate. I don't have a problem with that. What I don't like is I don't like getting ripped off. I don't like getting that feeling like I'm getting stabbed in the back either, right? Like most of you who are listening to me right now, you're patriotic Americans. You wouldn't be up at 7:13 on the East Coast or 4:13 on the West Coast and investing time in yours truly listening to me rant and rave if you didn't love this country, if you didn't want to make it better. So, again, I'm humbled by all of you out there who do that. So there is a certain level of that that sometimes we miss. All right. You know that, did you realize, I don't, how much time I have, a couple minutes. Do you realize that there is a situation where illegal immigrants are being flown to new homes in America? Did you know that? Two Republican governors are calling for the Senate to investigate why Joe Biden and his administration hasn't notified state and local governments before transporting illegal immigrants to their jurisdictions and releasing them. I was just talking about money being wasted. Listen to this. This is incredible. So the Department of Homeland Security now releases illegal immigrants to nonprofit groups that provide documents in manila folders for airport personnel to process. They are then flown at the expense, I guess, of the nonprofit. But where do they get that money from? That's a good question. To different states around the country. And the governors in these states are not notified most of the time. They don't even know. So when unaccompanied minors who cross into the U.S. are flown elsewhere by government action, the Department of Health and Human Services, or a refugee resettlement organization, again, they're plopped in different places, different communities around the country at our expense. The most recent available HHS data spanning through October 2020 to April 2021 breaks it down as far as the kids go. They're flown from Mexico to the Texas border. The border state had the largest share with 3,900 children. They're also flown to Florida, California, and New York. Again, flown. Not drove. Driven, they're flown. Over those 6 months, the only other states to receive more than 1,000 unaccompanied minors, again, are Georgia, Maryland, New Jersey, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia. So, just so you know, if you're living in one of those states, you're probably footing the bill for kids being flown to your state and relocated there. Okay, and when they're really relocated there, who's paying that tab? I assume the state is picking up that tab, or even if the feds are picking up that tab, essentially we're just picking up the tab in a more general sense. If you're living in California or New York and it's the state picking it up, well, it's a more direct, you know, it's directly hitting you in the pocket more. But, I mean, if it's a federal situation, it's hitting us all in the pocket. So, I mean, this is insane. By the way, I don't know if you guys realize this. So we know the flood is continuing at the border. There's a 542 increase, a percent increase, in convicted sex offenders arrested now at the border. So not only are these kids coming across, and you saw that picture of that poor kid, two-year-old kid left abandoned. Who does that? What kind of monster would do something like that? But the kids are being left at the border. The kids are being abused. The kids are being sexually trafficked. The kids are being raped. It's a horror show. And Joe Biden, Uncle Crazy Uncle Joe Biden, what is this administration doing about it? What, they're flying to El Paso for a photo op? Shame on them. I mean, think about all the hassle that Trump got during his administration. And this administration is so insulated by the left, by the media. It's criminal. It really is. I don't know. I just thought I'd throw some of those numbers at you. It's a sad situation as far as immigration at the border. And it's also a sad situation about how much money they're taking out of my pocket. They're shaking me up and down and emptying me out. All right. Listen, I got to take a quick break. Here's the deal. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, my very good friend, you're going to love this guy, Federal Society. He's now the new president at Nichols College in Massachusetts. Brilliant guy, Glenn Slomay. Macy will join me, former Coast Guard captain as well. Also, Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation, Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation, and Christopher Healy to talk about critical race theory. All coming up before the end of the show. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the veteran and wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest. This time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. I want to give kudos to the sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty CBD. What a great product. I'm in the best shape of my life. I work out hard every day, 60 to 90 minutes a day, every day, 7 days a week, never miss. By the way, the few times I ever miss, I just feel it the next day. Or I feel it that day. I just don't feel like the same person. I don't have the same energy. You hear the energy I put into the show. And anyone who's ever seen any of my speeches knows the energy I give at my speeches. It's really, truly all because of my workouts. You know, without the workouts, I couldn't do it. If you're going to work out every day, you want to feel good, you want to use Sons of Liberty CBD, you can find it at sonsoflibertycbd.com. Highest quality CBD you'll find anywhere. CBD is not pot. It won't make you high. It's 100% legal, 100% American grown and made. CBD is real, mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, Sons of Liberty CBD is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with their subscription discount for a total of 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com. Make the healthy choice. sonsoflibertycbd.com. Just say WAR15 to get up to 25% off.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne will be here again on Wednesday live and in person. Tomorrow night will be a best of, Monday a best of, and Tuesday I'll be back with another great show with a lot of great guests, and we'll have a lot to talk about through the weekend. I hope you guys have a great holiday weekend as well. So we can get into that a little bit later on, though. So, Chris, I got a question for you. Did you leave?
Right.
I didn't prepare you for this. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
You were probably off the mic fixing something gigahertz that you were adjusting in some way, shape, or form.
So I'm only kissing the light socket, hoping for my sweet release. But go ahead.
How hot is it down there in Texas, by the way?
It is so hot.
It is muggy, you know. I mean, it's not like anything you're seeing in Seattle or Portland or Vancouver, where have you seen over 100 people have died as a result of heat-related illness?
It's nuts. It's like 117, 118 degrees. I actually have family who live in Seattle. They said it's so brutal.
Yeah.
It's so brutal. But I wanted to ask you, since you're a sports fan.
Yes.
And you're down there in Dallas, Texas, I wanted to ask you, if I had $1 million, a briefcase filled with $1 million on the table, and I asked you to run down, give me... For $1 million, give me 5 of the most valuable sports teams in the world.
Okay.
Could you name 5 of them?
One of them is going to be the Dallas Cowboys.
That is number one.
Okay. 2 is going to be, it's the same, one of the two cities, but I know I'm going to be wrong on one, but I'm going to take a shot. Manchester United or Man City?
You get only one guess.
Okay, I'm going to go with Man United.
Man United.
Yeah.
That is incorrect as far as this goes. Sorry.
All right.
You get three misses.
New York Yankees.
New York Yankees. Why didn't you go with them second? I mean, that would have made you sound a lot smarter.
Wow. Who pissed you off this morning?
Whoa! Hey! Okay, so Dallas is right. The Yankees are right.
Yeah.
So come on, give me 3 more.
Dallas Yankees. I'm going to say...
There is a couple soccer ones, but not the ones you mentioned.
Real Madrid.
That is correct. That is correct. I'm going to give you that one.
All of Wayne's. All right. You've been saving that little sound effect.
I had the buzzer ready, but I didn't have it ready in time. All right, so you got 3 out of 4.
All right. No way any of them in hockey.
Give me three basketball teams and... One more football team,
3 basketball.
And two other soccer teams, too.
Okay, so I already covered Real Madrid.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go out on a limb and say the Lakers, but I'm probably wrong because they need a loan from the government.
That gives you 4.
Are you kidding me? The Lakers
came in at number 7 worth $4.6 billion. So right now you've got Dallas, the Yankees. You've got Real Madrid. You've got the Los Angeles Lakers. For $1 million, you can get 1 wrong still and still be alive.
Okay. Let's see. Crap.
We're looking for the most valuable sports teams in the world.
And you said there was another basketball team?
There's one other basketball team, yeah.
You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb. Long shot. Dallas Mavericks.
That is incorrect. You got 1 more guess for $1 million.
I want to say the Celtics, but I know I'm wrong.
That is absolutely wrong. The list is the Dallas Cowboys, the Yankees, the New York Knicks.
See, I said Knicks. Yeah. See?
Barcelona, Real Madrid, Golden State Warriors, the Los Angeles Lakers, the Patriots, the Giants, and what is Bayern Munich soccer, something like that. I don't know what that is. Anyway, those are the most valuable sports teams. So Chris failed. He's a loser, like everybody else, like me.
Really?
All right, listen, we'll be back. My very good
Enjoying
friend,
last
Glenn
time
Solomon.
On the show?
Wow. You got that kind of power? We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is in Surfside, Florida today, visiting the site of the collapsed condominium tower. During a meeting with local and state officials, he announced the federal government would pick up the cost of the search and rescue operations at the site.
The governor and mayor have been completely open with me, asked whatever they have asked, but I think we've been able to deliver. And I think there's more that we can do, including I think I have the power, and we'll know shortly, to be able to pick up 100% of the cost for the county and the state over the first 30 days.
And the chief financial officer of the Trump Organization has pled not guilty to charges stemming from an alleged tax scheme. The organization itself and the Trump Payroll Corporation have also pled not guilty. Alan Weisselberg and the two entities face 15 felony charges, including conspiracy, grand larceny, and falsifying business records. This is USA Radio News.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you.
All right, sponsor of this segment of the show is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care years ago, best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. They've got credibility. They have over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Amazing. And they've got credibility with me personally. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? I hope so. I think everybody can use an extra $120,000. And that's the minimum. I think it's probably saving me close to $150,000 to $180,000. But I'm giving you an absolute bare bones minimum. So, you know, when I look at the bank account, I have an extra $120,000 because of Liberty HealthShare. To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-Liberty, 855-58-Liberty, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. And again, Wayne has a couple of days off. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me at leeelsie.com. You can send me an email. You can always call in 833-WAR-TALK. A very special guest joining me right now. I tell you, this is honestly one of my favorite people. And, you know, he just became the new president at Nichols University, and he is a former, well, once a member of the Coast Guard Academy, always a member of the Coast Guard Academy. He was the provost at Bryant University. He's a member of the Federalist Society, and he's a good friend of mine, and that's Glenn Slomacy. Glenn, how are you, my friend?
Lee, it is an honor to be here, and I can't tell you, on the 4th of July weekend we're coming up on, post-COVID, what a great summer weekend we're about to experience, and I think it's great that Wayne Allen has taken a couple of days to celebrate the greatness of the red, white, and blue.
All right. So listen, you just switched jobs. You've been on with us before. Those of you who are listening across the country, this gentleman, I mean, he's been on a lot of different places. He's sort of been in seclusion lately, but you may have seen him on Fox News. You may have seen him on CNN. He is all, you know, he's been all over the place. There is nobody that I know that knows more about constitutional law than this gentleman. So whenever we have an issue, we always bring him on. But I wanted to bring him on tonight because, man, he just got this great new gig. Tell me how Nichols is. What is Nichols College all about?
Well, it's great. Thanks, Lee. One of the things, Nichols College is predominantly a business school. It's in Massachusetts. It's a small, really best-kept secret in New England. And one of the great things about it, Lee, and your listeners would appreciate it, if you're looking for your children to go to a great school, that you have a 94% opportunity to ensure you have employment at the conclusion of your time, and you want to make sure they have a great education where we embrace all views. So most places in higher ed, you know, we have that disease called liberalism that constantly will prevent people from actually learning from each other and prevent people from embracing other ideals. But not at Nichols College. Under my tenure that I just started today, the eighth president of Nichols College, our goal is to have all views represented, all views embraced, all views kicked around, and no one should be embarrassed or ashamed of who they voted for or what they believe in. And that's what America's about, and we're going to celebrate the 4th of July this weekend. And I hope, Lee, you and all your listeners, and I know you will, and I know all your listeners will, reflect on that. One of the biggest problems we have is the media showing one side, but we're also getting that in higher education. And one-sided view is a recipe for dictatorship and a recipe for the dissolution of the republic. So I hope people think about Nichols College, apply, look on the website, get a feel for it. There's actually a picture of me on there. You can be horrified by that, so don't let that scare you away. I have a great face for radio. Besides that, there's some great people, great faculty, committed, and students do extremely well. They're a great group of kids.
So how do you do that? Because I've been talking to some folks across the country, you know, who have been champions of what you want to champion at Nichols College, that free idea of free thought, you know, the back and forth exchange. Because when you're in particular, you're a professor at a college level, or even, it's probably even worse at a high school level because they're more impressionable. But when you limit the direction someone can go, I think there's nothing worse that an educator can do than do that. You cannot force them down a conservative line of thought or a liberal line of thought. You just got to cultivate what they are. How do you find professors that are going to do that?
Well, I think you want to be able to embrace that during the interview process to show that intellectual diversity is something that is that we have to be able to embrace. As you're saying, Lee, it does no good if someone learns one side. And having been a law professor for many years, I always show both sides. And all of your listeners and you, Lee, do a great job of that. And Wayne Allyn Root does as well. You don't just show one side. You show all sides. And you argue and debate. And somewhere in there is the truth. And that's what the whole idea of education is. So it's very disturbing to me when I hear people saying that they have certain views that they they want to espouse or push or grade people. I mean, we have that in some places where grading in higher education gets pushed on people. If you don't agree with their philosophy, you don't get that A. You might get a B.
Right.
And that's something that's, you know, I would argue from my perspective, malpractice. The whole idea of education is to learn from each other. The whole idea of talk radio is to learn and debate and argue and at the end of the day, be friends. And I think that's the great thing that you do, Lee, and you've been doing this now for years nationally and in the East Coast, promote that sort of thinking. You have people on your panels at your in-person celebrations you have at Mohegan Sun where you've had for, you know, annually, right, or biannually.
Yeah, every year.
You have these great events where you bring in, you've brought in, if any of you know, Leslie Marshall.
Yeah.
I mean, she is certainly not a right-winger. She's certainly, she's a spokesman for the Democrat Party and is a true liberal, but she enjoys coming on your show and enjoys being on even Fox and on because she wants to have that exchange of ideas. And you always made it balanced. And I'm not using the fair and balanced term, but folks like Rush, folks like Wayne Allyn Root, folks like Lee Elsie are really providing a tremendous patriotic resource to all Americans to hear a different perspective. Because what you're getting from the radio is one, or from television is one if you go in a certain direction.
Right.
Newsmax is another great outlet for TV. But if you go on and look at higher ed, most universities, most colleges you're sending your kids to, I know I'm preaching to the choir, Lee, because I talk to these parents all the time. They want a place where they can feel they can say, I voted for Donald J. Trump and not be persecuted. Or I voted for George W. Bush and not feel persecuted. I mean, we forget quickly. We all said that Donald J. Trump was villainized. So was George W. Bush was demonized. We forget after the election of 2000 and the Bush v. Gore litigation. So I think when you go into higher education, there's the whole thought. Think about the whole idea is to learn from each other and have different ideas and be able to form your own views, not be told what to think. That's called indoctrination. That's not education. And so I think what we offer at Nichols College is a great chance to be successful. We have a 94%, rate of students who graduate being employed within 6 months, not at Starbucks, but at a starting salary of
$60,000. Wow.
And we give experiential learning as a primary. Every Nichols College student will have an internship or some experiential learning exposure. And you know, I think these are items that are important. The other one is we know data is driving society, and I'm making sure that every Nichols graduate will have some exposure to data science, whether it's analytics, AI, robotics, or even basic coding, because that's the way the world is moving, and you know, professions like accounting are going to be run by robots in the next 4 years, Lee, and we have to get ahead of that, and I'm proud of the team we have, and proud of the staff, and really proud of the faculty who are focused on your sons and daughters being successful, so I really think it's a wonderful opportunity if you're looking around for places to go as a junior or parents out there looking. And I mean it sincerely as a leadership team of the federal side and other groups that I've been affiliated with. I'm telling you now, this is a great place to send your sons and daughters to feel comfortable. And I'm happy to talk with any of you or call or come visit if you're in Massachusetts at any time.
So, you know, you think about it, people who are listening, whether they're on the East Coast, listening on some of the six or seven stations that populate Connecticut and Long Island and New York, or if you're out there even on the West Coast, Vegas, California, and somewhere in the middle of the country as well. You think about your kids and what Glenn had just said, and we're talking once again to my good friend Glenzel Macy, who's the latest and the newest and the greatest president over at Nichols College in Massachusetts. He's, you know, studied at the Coast Guard. What's that?
I was going to laugh, everybody. Lee can say it because it's my my first day. I am the greatest. Tomorrow, you may be saying, he's gone. He was fired.
Well, this is your first day, and for you to take time out to talk to us, I think this is great. But I wanted to tell everybody that, you know, you hear about universities like Hillsdale College or other places where it's either a conservative or a fair slant, and you don't get that everywhere. College is not like that anymore, and I'm telling you that the man on the other end of this phone is an honest to God patriot, and what he says is what he wants to do is what he's going to do. So if you want your kids sort of to learn in an atmosphere where they can think and grow, I mean, this may be a great opportunity for them to do that, Glenn.
And some of it can be, Lee, as simple as some having an opportunity. They might be at another school now and be disillusioned. Don't give up on education. Don't leave and leave the opportunity to get a good education. You know, call us. Come visit. You can transfer right now. And I don't mean that in a sales pitch. Right. I mean it. I'm on a mission, folks, as Lee knows, is to try to provide fair and balanced higher education.
Love it.
And I don't want to use fair and balanced.
I know. Hey, listen. Can you stick around for one break? I got to go to a break. Can you stick around for a couple minutes?
Always be, sir.
All right. We got Glenn Slamacy. I'll come back. I'll give you his accolades. They're long as my arm. But we're going to keep him through the break, talk with him for a couple more minutes, not only talk about his new position over at Nichols College, but get down to some of the things that are going on in this country, in particular the partisan divide. I want to get his opinion on some of that stuff. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie, Wayne Allen Root Show, but he's off until next Wednesday. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hey friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee. We want to invite you to a special once-in-a-lifetime live event. That's right, a live event at the Ahern Hotel and Convention Center in Las Vegas. The first 50 people that register will get in free. If you know the awesome and amazing Wayne Allen Root and you mention his name, you will get in free. That is a VIP category. We will be sharing the breakthrough science that we shared on the floor of the United Nations and have helped tens of thousands of people to transform their health, reversing diabetes, high blood pressure, and many other illnesses.
This free event starts at noon on Saturday, July 10th. To get your free tickets, go to EnergizeHealth.com. That's EnergizeHealth.com. And click on the big orange button that says Live Event.
We promise this will be a life-changing event. You will never be the same.
Go to EnergizeHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so my name is Lee Elsie. If you're just joining us, this is the USA Radio Network. You're used to Wayne Allen Root, but he's got a couple of days off, so I'll be your host with the most. And the only guy that has a bigger brain and a higher IQ than me is on the phone with me right now. So my friend Glenn Salmacy, he was educated at the Coast Guard Academy, the University of Baltimore School of Law, University of California Berkeley School of Law, Harvard Kennedy School, and now he is the president at Nichols College in Massachusetts. So, Glenn, listen, first, thanks. I know you're busy. This is your first day. So I just want to get, we haven't talked in a while, so I just wanted to get your honest opinion on, like, sort of where we are. Biden's taken over. To me, it feels like not only have we not been unified, we're way more divided than we were, than we've ever been.
Well, first, I have to apologize to your listeners, because when you're reading off those credentials, if I were them, I would think I was running the Democrat Party, the Liberal Credentials, Berkeley, Harvard. So I have to apologize.
That's funny.
I'm a believer in the days of Reagan and Tip O'Neill, and even on a small scale. I mean, in my small hometown of Old Lyme, Connecticut, we used to get together Republicans, Democrats, Republicans, Liberals, Conservatives, and disagree. But we'd literally have a drink at the end of the day at the bar and talk and be friends and go on events together and kind of kid with each other and tease. We've lost that, Lee. And that's something that bothers me to no end on the national level. It's become vicious. And, I think one of the things we're talking about, some of it is really perpetuated by these very, very extreme views by people, in positions in the media and in higher ed. And you have to be able to allow people to have an exchange of ideas. So it's not unsurprising to me that the result has been, or the consequence of these one-way from TV, from Facebook, from social media, it's one-way only. Of course people are going to get more angry because the people that are not being represented become more angry. The other side's being told how evil the other side is. So it's perpetuating this sort of thinking. So it's not unknown to me, but it's still very disturbing. And I would love to see, as has been pledged previously, to see the president take a real role in bringing the country back together. I mean, I remember hearing his inaugural address, and I was kind of excited that he was going to unite the country. He saw that as being something that he would do. And, it's a hard thing to do, I realize. I'm not Pollyannic about it. but just reaching out to each other. And he had been that way, as we all know, at times as a U.S. senator. And it's hard. I mean, there are some people in the party that are pulling him further and making him more acerbic and more angry. And it's unfortunate to see, because I really think there's a wonderful opportunity for us all to be together and come together. And what a great legacy, if you would, for President Biden would be to find ways to unite the country and bring us together.
Yeah.
And remind us that we're all Americans. Going into 4th of July weekend, what better weekend would it be to not, you know, tear each other apart, but actually talk about America. And, you know, what I've said all along and what I see, Lee, consistently, the difference nowadays is we used to argue about abortion or argue about taxes or argue about prayer in school or whatever the issue was at the time, or social spending or defense spending. But you still kind of loved America. And that's an important distinction that I feel there are many elements of society now that don't like America, that actually hate America.
Yep.
And they hate our founding fathers. And I find that anti-intellectual to say that the founding fathers weren't the greatest geniuses to come along in centuries. I mean, that group of thinkers were beyond what we could imagine as statesmen, thinkers, scholars, and the attacks to attack those people just is ludicrous, and it's anti-intellectual. And ironically, they'd be the ones espousing they're smarter than us and they're more elite and they understand this, but actually they're the anti-intellectuals that they attack the founding fathers as being morons or uneducated or unenlightened. They brought the Enlightenment. They were the first group of people that we're celebrating this weekend that said no to monarchy, to dictatorships, and said the people decide. They are the great generation. We're talking about the greatest generation. I love my grandfather and my uncles who were in that, but the greatest generation was the first one, the founding generation. And I hope people celebrate them this weekend and embrace and teach their children the greatness of George Washington, the greatness of James Madison, and the greatness of Alexander Hamilton and Thomas Jefferson. Think about what great thinkers and men they were.
Such a great point. I mean, you can't say it better. You're 100% right. You think about what our founding fathers actually built and what they did and how many things they had to overcome. We've talked about this before. Literally, it's divine intervention that built this country. Without some kind of hand of God help, it probably would have never happened. And you're right. This is a great weekend for us to look back and reflect on that stuff for sure.
No question. You know, if you say, Lee, I mean, we have to look at George Washington. He was charging with and his horse was shot twice. So many instances where we could have had a different outcome, but thankfully we didn't. And I would say, like you say, loving America is a great thing to do. I will always love America. I'm not going to have anybody tell me I can't do that. And then our viewers have to remember, we are taking an intellectual stance to defend our founding fathers.
Yeah. Listen, brother, I can't thank you enough. I got to run. Music is playing. But congratulations on your new spot. Well deserved. We'll talk soon. President of Nichols College, my good friend Glenn Slamacy. We'll talk down the road. Thanks, pal.
Thank you, Mr. Elsie.
All right, buddy. Have a good 4th of July. We'll be back. Top of the hour, Heritage Foundation, Stephen Bucci will join me next. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.